Happy Sunday, man.
Welcome back to Total TV Podcast, man, with my amazing co-host, aka my wife.
Key.
Young Key in the cut, you know what I'm saying? Y'all see over here. Oh, you don't like that name, huh?
I'm Big Key.
Okay.
Not the little one.
Young Big Key in the cut over here. Welcome back to another episode of Total TV Podcast, where we talk about any and everything. If y'all like the podcast, man, make sure y'all tap in, like, comment, and subscribe.
Share.
And you share too, as well. Make sure y'all get those audio-only versions on Spotify, Apple Music Podcast, Amazon Music, and iHeartRadio at your earliest convenience. I sound like an infomercial, huh?
Type stuff.
So, today, I think I'm going to implement a new segment, right? Mm-hmm. And it's basically called, Let's Talk About
It. What are you talking
about? All right, so recently, I seen a social media experience basically testing out how people acted towards different races, right? And the experiment was they acted as if they were blind and they extended their arm out to a random stranger. And they basically wanted to see like how that person would react. And in the video, the white guy got all the positive gestures, and then when the black guy did it, it was always a jerk, or they looked at him funny and didn't help the dude. Let's talk about it. How do you feel about that?
Well, I mean, like, I'm kind of biased, because, duh, I mean, I have my reasons to be biased.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, like, I feel like that's society.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's still the norm. I feel like if it was a Hispanic person or, like, a person, like, from Asian culture, I feel like they probably get the same thing. Unless they were in those countries.
Yeah. I just think
it's a U.S. thing. U.S. is just like racist, mm-hmm. The most racist country there is.
No, it's definitely the most racist. But I think that just goes to show you that we aren't too far off from like racism and people still feeling the way just because we look differently.
Yeah.
Know what I mean? So I'm glad they shed light on the whole situation though, because I think oftentimes people just forget and it's still messed up to this day. And it's all because we look different. That's what always bugged me about, like, racism, like, in general. It's just because we look different.
But I wonder, like, is it like a jealousy thing?
That's what I used to hear, like, often, because...
Like, even, like, when you think about the movie Get Out, like, mm-hmm. It's because they want something that the other person has.
Right.
You mm-hmm. know? And I just feel like that's just where it all stems from. Like, just wanting what somebody had and, like, not being happy with what you have.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's where it all stems from.
Yeah. So, for me, you're right. I think it's the way we look and the jealousy thing. Because, you know, they used to always talk about, like, the athletic portion of it. As far as, it's like, being able to jump higher, run faster, swim farther. And things like that. Well, I guess, swim. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know the stigma about we can't swim, because baby, I can swim.
Nah, I can definitely swim like a fish. You hate it? You hate it right now?
Hating is a very strong word.
She's definitely hating right now. But nah, we definitely out here swimming. You know what I'm saying? I'm not even gonna act like
what you can't swim. And not everybody like watermelon, and not everybody like fried chicken.
Yeah, nah, those need to go out the door. Those definitely need to go out the door, because everybody like everything nowadays. You know what I mean? You know, we here to push everybody together, not separate.
And it's tortillas, not tortillas.
Tortillas.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm bilingual too.
Nah. And not all Asian people got chinky eyes.
Facts. That is true. That is true. So we're just gonna jump right in the thick of it. So we recently came off the episode where we talked about red flags and green flags. So now we're gonna jump into like the what not to do when you go on the first date.
Thank you to the Stone Mountain Park worker for giving us this. This is for you, girl.
Yes.
Got you.
Shout out to y'all. Shout out to you. We hiked up Stone Mountain. We do it often, but we hadn't done it in a minute because, you know, Key was pregnant. We just had Sunshine, and, you know, we just couldn't make it up the mountain quite frequently.
He's so sleepy.
Yeah, he falling asleep. Yeah, so we got up there, we had a dope conversation because she tapped into the podcast and seen me talk about red flags and green flags. So babe, what are some don't do's on first dates that you can express?
Don't want a date that you cannot afford.
Okay.
For one. For two, if you are a guy, I don't care if the girl asks you on a date, whatever the situation is. Mm-hmm. For me, I'm not going out on a dude that's not willing to pay him. That's just a super red flag.
Yeah, see, okay, so.
I like chivalry, and mm-hmm. most women that think like me like chivalry too.
Right. You got something to say, bro? Okay. But yeah, I definitely feel like if you go on the first date, the guy need to go ahead and pay.
Open up the door.
Yeah.
Like everything, compliment people, like compliment her. Whether you think she look good or don't look good, give her a compliment. Mm-hmm.
It don't make sense to me like how you can go on a first date and not look to impress. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not talking like Sunday's best, but you know, put it on. You know what I'm saying? Yes. Look, make sure you look nice, and like you said, compliment for sure. Definitely open the doors. You know what I'm saying? At least pay. Like yes. Later on down the line, then y'all can talk about. You know what I'm saying? Like how y'all gonna work that situation? But on the first date, that's insane. That's insane.
Literally, or oh my gosh, do not be trying to talk about sex. Or do sexual gestures when you first meet a person, because that is gonna turn that person way off. Or just be blatantly honest about what your intentions are. Like if you're not dating to like get in a relationship, you just date and get a quick, you know what I'm saying, look, scratch, itch, you know, itch, scratch, you know what I'm saying? Say that.
Yeah.
Because I know from like a female perspective, if you coming at me and like the first thing you're trying to do is grab up on me, touch up on me, I don't even know you, do not try to give me a hug, like none of that, because I don't know you. You're not cool.
Yeah, that let me get a hug energy is crazy. Dang,
that's, man, that's high school stuff. Yeah. Not in high school.
No, I would say middle school.
Nah.
You still had it going on in high school?
Yes.
Nah, that's
you right. Like first day of school, they like, dang, I ain't seen you all summer. Let me get a hug. Boy, bye.
Well, I mean, that's different though, I think. It's like in a dating scenario or like trying to get to know somebody, it's weird.
It is, because it's like, it's like somebody asking you, like, let me babysit your child that I just met you 2 hours ago. Like, this stuff weird. Do not be weird.
Yeah, I feel like the main thing is don't be weird, because, like I'm saying, like I just said, you're trying to impress. You're trying to get to know somebody, and you're trying to impress, because the main objective would be to secure that second date. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, possibly.
No, that should be your goal.
But what if you don't like that person at the first date?
No, I'm saying like if everything goes planned.
Okay, so how would you, what would be like the perfect first date, like from a male perspective? Like how would you plan a first date with a woman? Like you think she could be cool, or a blonde date? How would you approach a blonde date?
A blonde date?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I've never had that experience either. Let's see. So, if I had a bunny date, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm definitely doing something fun. I'm not gonna be like traditional and do something boring like a movie or dinner or something like that. I'll probably go like, let me see. We'll probably go like axe throwing or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, switch it up like that. Axe throwing, definitely gotta go scoop. Because you gotta have your own car. I feel like it's weird you invite a woman out to go like on a date, and then you be like, can you cash out me some money so I can come get the Uber?
Ooh, I wouldn't even go on a date. I would not go. But at the same time, also first date, I'm not riding your car.
Really?
No.
Why not?
Because it's like my safety.
That's your safety.
Like, from a female perspective, like, I feel like it would be cool of the man to be like, would you prefer me pick you up? Would you prefer to meet? Because at that point, you're respecting the boundary. Like, hey, look, I'm not trying to, like, make you uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying? It's all right. About, like, for women, it's just, like, being considerate.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even if you don't pay, offer to pay.
Right. Sure.
Even if you don't drop, offer to drop. You know what I'm saying? Like, just... let it be known that you're willing to do whatever makes the woman comfortable.
Right. Yeah, for sure.
Looking to you.
Yeah, I would definitely take that route. I ask, you know, are we meeting up? Am I coming to get you? You know, just for like a preference. And definitely, you know, I'm opening all doors at the establishment, at the car, you know what I'm saying? And then definitely handing out compliments left and right. Not no corny compliments, because you can't overdo it 100%.
Yeah,
because
it's like, dang it, I know I look good. You
ain't got to
do too much.
No, it's not that. It's like, you're doing too much. Like, you're trying too hard type stuff.
Okay, I get it.
Yeah.
Okay, and, what type of conversations would you have?
We're definitely not doing like,
What's your favorite color?
Yeah, what's your favorite color? Oh my God. I know, like, just dating, like, I hate that dang question. Because it's like, you've heard so much. You know what I'm saying? But it'll be more so like, what's your 5-year plan look like? What's your 5-year goals? What's your long term goals? What's your short term goals? That sounds like an interview, but then you switch it up. And then you're looking for things that y'all might have in common. Like, they work at Best Buy, so clearly they know a little bit about electronics. You know what I'm saying? Just building a conversation.
Just a greeter at Best Buy?
Huh?
Will they just a greeter at Best Buy?
Well, you can find something else to have in common. You know what I'm saying? I think that's the way you should approach the conversation. I can't really tell you, you know what I'm saying, how to go about it.
Okay.
But that's how you should approach it, because, you know, you want to have a conversation. You just don't want to sit there and be weird and awkward.
Mm-hmm.
Because that then is definitely going to be like, bro, you're not getting no second date. And the date probably going to end up cut short. They calling the Uber, getting up out of here.
For real. That's why I always
gotta
drive, because I'm
gonna
leave.
Yeah, and I think it's cool to meet up on the first date, or, you know, like I said, just get their preference.
Okay.
And I touched on it in another episode, but sugar is definitely not dead, and it's definitely a thing you should do.
But what is, like, okay, give, like, because some men don't know what sugar is, or what it even takes,
mm-hmm.
or like how many sugars in general.
So for me is, I never let this one walk on the outside of the street. She never touches the door. If you on this date and you go to a gas station with her and y'all in her car or whatever the case is, pump the gas. Matter of fact, even pay. You know what I'm saying?
You ain't got no money, it's okay.
Yeah, if you don't got no bread, you know what I'm saying? But I just feel like women are precious. It's certain stuff that they shouldn't be able to do, or they shouldn't do at all. You know what I'm saying? And then you got those hard-bodied women out there who feel like, you know what I'm saying, I'm a dude, I'm independent, woo, woo, woo. That's cool and all, but they just ain't realized it. let me see, what else? I feel like gassing them up is a part of chivalry too, because for you, like, words of affirmation is a big thing.
Yeah, because like sometimes women, like, we tend to want to try new stuff,
mm-hmm.
or we always like looking to, like, I want to say it probably sound bad, but women do tend to look for approval through their man, because it's just like it makes you feel good about like trying something different.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like if you see she got like a new haircut, like make notice of stuff like that.
Yeah.
Make notice of when she looking, like, you know what I'm saying, like, dang babe, your booty getting big, like, cause that's gonna make her like wanna go harder. It's like in the last episode when we talked about like getting like the man to do stuff, mm-hmm. and how you gotta like encourage them. It's the same thing for women. Like, if you want your woman to do something, you still have to encourage her. It's vice versa.
Facts. Facts. You tell the truth. Yeah, so definitely make sure you do the simple things. In my eyes, it's simple, but a lot of people just don't know about it out of ignorance.
And again, make sure you plan date.
Oh yeah, that's important.
Oh my
gosh,
nobody wants to go out with a man that don't know how to plan a day. Like, what you want to do? It don't matter. It's up to you. Like, yeah. That's so.
And look, I'm telling you now, this one right here, she's indecisive, especially when it comes to what we gonna eat. Am I lying?
I mean, unless it's chicken nuggets from Wendy's, I'm always now.
You gonna turn into a chicken nugget?
You know what? I've been like this my whole life. I always loved chicken nuggets from when I was a toddler and knew what a chicken nugget was. That's just me. At this point, I just need to make my own chicken nugget.
Yeah, you're definitely going to turn into a chicken nugget. But anyways, this one never know what she wants to eat. So ideally, I have to do all the the choice and decision making sometimes when it comes to like what we eat. But okay, this would end up happening, right? So at your options, I might pick one of them. Exactly. That's how it always goes. It's like it's like a high percentage. It's like 83%.
But when you just be like, I'm gonna do this, and we get there, I'm just gonna go with the flow.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Now I gotta snatch them reins back because I gave you the floor. You ain't wanna dance. Now I'm out here doing stanky leg.
Unless it's tacos. I love Mexican food.
Yeah, you definitely do.
Oh, I love, El Cerro Tacos in North Carolina. If you've never been, you should definitely go. Especially the one in Swan.
She never took me. She tweeted.
We ain't never been to North Carolina together.
You supposed to plan the date out and take me to North Carolina.
That's a 7-hour drive. You can't just take you to North Carolina. But just know, El Cerro Tacos in Swan Farrell. If you're ever there, just go. It's, you know, the beach is down the street. Oh my gosh, that feels so good. Them burritos.
Yeah, I can't wait to have them because you've been gassing it up ever since we met. For the right reasons, though, right?
Yeah.
I hope.
Yeah. You don't even know what real Mexican food is.
Who?
You.
Says who?
You go to Aztecas.
No, I do. But I do know what real Mexican food is.
No. You ain't never really had it.
Yes, I have.
Nah.
Ed took me before.
Nah. Ed, not even Mexican. He Dominican.
But he dated a Mexican girl.
That don't mean nothing.
And she took all of us to a Mexican restaurant.
Nah, don't. Nope. In your city?
Where were we? Nah, yeah, we was in Blush. Yeah.
Nope. Mississippi don't got real Mexican food. You either got to go to California or you can go to this place in Swansboro, North Carolina.
Well, apparently, I don't know what I'm talking about.
You don't.
Okay.
It ain't apparent. It's factual. Actual factual.
All right, look. Make sure y'all doing all the necessary things on y'all first dates out there. Because it's essential or you're going to lose. You're going to fumble the bag.
Real bad. And if you know, in my time, if the date was bad, I told you straight up, look, I ain't even gonna do this. You know what? I'm gonna let you enjoy your food. I'm gonna pay for my food. And I'm gonna head out now. I'm up front with it.
Yeah. I mean, that's how you should be though. Ain't no need to, like I tell you, like when you go to the hair salon to get your nails done, you paying your money. You know what I'm saying? You need to express how you feel about a crooked nail or a split end not cut. You know what I'm saying? Like that's what you signed up for. So you need to get what you want. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah, express yourself. All right. Now it's time for you to get out your chest. What's on your mind? Talk to us.
What's on my mind? Check on your friends that just had a baby. Postpartum is not for the weak. Or check on your pregnant friends in general and don't like seclude them. Like just because they're pregnant or just because they just had a baby don't mean they don't want to still go outside and have fun.
Right.
Because after you have a baby, like you kind of tend to lose yourself. Like naturally, I don't think there's like a woman that I've spoken to that didn't at one point lose themselves. And it's really kind of hard like rediscovering yourself. And if like, you know, you're a man, like take that into consideration that she just went through a lot.
Yeah, and
the emotions that you feel while you're pregnant and that person you become, you don't even know that person. Like, it's just like, dang, who is this? Who is she? And then, like, you come out of it and it's like, oh, snap, I just went through something. And it's, like, so surreal to me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just check on your friends that are pregnant or going through postpartum and just invite them out.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then.
What about you? What you got on your cheeks?
Let me see. What I do?
Come to Mr. Twitch affiliate.
Yes, I did just hit affiliate on Twitch, and I guess I can kind of touch back on like what I said before, but I feel like it's important. Bro, do what makes you happy. What was it, 2 weeks ago, I left my job and I took a risk, you know. this is my queen right here. She's my motivation, my inspiration, all in one. You know what I'm saying? It's like a big bow, a stick right here. And I got that, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not a big risk taker, well, I wasn't. And I left my job. I wanted to do something with this content creating. I took the risk. I jumped off the deep end, off the diving board, and stuff starting to fall in place for me. So do what makes you happy. It's okay to take risks. Starting off is not gonna be the smoothest process, but eventually it will get there with the right patience, the determination, and people in your corner who root for you, honestly. Thanks. So I'll just say that. More Topher is the other YouTube channel where we post, well, I post the vlogs. You know, I've been vlogging my life. Y'all can tap in. Recently, we just hiked up Stone Mountain and we had a blast. It was a little hot. He was with us too. It was our first experience doing something like that, honestly.
With a child.
Yeah, with a child. So we survived. As y'all see, we're here today looking healthy. Happy Sunday to everybody out there. Hope y'all enjoy the podcast. Like I say, we got the audio only versions up on Amazon Music, Apple Music Podcast, Spotify, and what's the last one?
iHeartRadio.
Yes, it's better. It's better. You tapping in. I love you. You know what I'm saying?
I love you too.
Yeah.
Also, please comment what y'all want us to talk about. If you got issues or anything, or you just seeking advice, anything. Like, yeah. We not perfect. We don't got all the answers. But it's a conversation that's needed to be had.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? You need us to send out subliminal messages, you know, to significant others. We got you. Mm-hmm. Whatever you need.
Facts. Well, I hope y'all enjoyed this episode of Total TV Podcast with my lovely wife co-host. Make sure y'all like, comment, and subscribe, and also get those audio versions. Again, on Apple Music Podcast, Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio. We'll see y'all in the next episode. I hope y'all enjoy.
Peace.